eagle in the morning with Petch and Amy.
We hear the same complaint time and time again about how hard it is to find love here if you're single. We had a friend of the show who was a bartender down in the Rehoboth area who moved because he said he's got nothing.
Yeah, and as I said, it's not just girls who complain about the same about it. Like, yeah, guys do as well.
It happens on both sides. Mm-hmm. So if you're single and you're looking for love, you may have to move. They just released the best cities for singles. It takes into consideration entertainment, housing cost, your job growth rate, percentage of single persons, which is important.
Yeah, it is.
Also, the gender balance and online dating opportunities. So, with all of that taken into consideration, they came with the top 10. And the number one place to be single, Salt Lake City, Utah. I don't want to go to Utah. I know Salt Lake City is not what you would do. When I think of Utah, I just think of vast amount of space.
Bit like Harrington.
But here's the thing. If you're in Delaware, whether you're born, raised here, from here, or you moved here, are you really moving around the country looking for love? No, you're here, you have a job, you have friends now, and you're established. So where's the best place to be single in Delaware?
I have no idea.
Dover, Rehoboth. Because I have friends in both those areas who can't get it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's not a knock on the area at all. And we hear this from numerous people, is they cannot find single people.
Yeah, so if you're single, 424-1234.
Hi, Eagle 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this?
It's Randy.
Hey, Randy. Are you single in Delaware?
Unfortunately.
Where do you go? Have you done a Tinder?
I have, embarrassingly enough, yes.
Okay.
Tinder works.
Tinder works for what? Tinder works for a booty call, or Tinder works for trying to find a long-term relationship?
Tinder works for a booty call, but I have to say, like, I made a friend, like, we became friends after it.
Mm-hmm.
So, which mixes you up with other people.
Now, where do you go? Are you... I'm not that big of a drinker anymore.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't want to go sit at a bar. If I'm single, I don't want to go sit at a bar not drinking with dudes who are just going to be throwing them back. Where do you go to find love?
Nowhere. But Wilmington, I don't think that Slower Lower has any love unless you want someone with no teeth. So... Wilmington's probably your best bet because they're all over.
I just want to clarify that Randy said that, not me.
Yeah.
Don't call with your complaints about how I just called everybody a redneck and Slower Lower.
That was Randy, not Amy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's strange to me, and what my aunt used to always tell me. She's like, you need to go to you need to have a routine. So if you go to the gym, always go to the gym. If you go 3 days a week at 5 o'clock, always go those same 3 days at 5 o'clock. And people will start to see you there. They get comfortable seeing you there, and they start talking to you. Yeah. If you go to the grocery store, go to the grocery store every Tuesday, 7 o'clock. You know, who can keep that routine though?
No one, because you have life and work and everything else. I mean, Randy, on a serious note, though, like, how frustrating actually is it for someone who's actually single, who's actually actively looking but keeps, like, it's like bashing your head against a brick wall, I guess. Like, how frustrating actually is it?
It's frustrating, but honestly, I'm okay with it because I'd rather be happy and alone than be miserable with some loser I don't even like.
And there's always Tinder. Because needs must.
Listen, Randy, you have we'll give you 15 seconds. Sell yourself on air here.
Come on, Randy.
And we'll see if we can get you a date.
Okay, you ready, Randy? Go.
Oh my God. Okay. So hey, I'm a redhead, which makes me different, and I'm independent, and I'm really awesome. Actually, I have a great radio voice, I've been told.
Yes, so, you do.
If you like my voice, you'll like everything else. I'm crazy. I got some junk in the trunk, and you'll love me.
There you go.
Listen, when Clark Kent messes it up, I'll date you, Randy. You sound like a great time.
Thank you, Amy.
All right, thank you, Randy, for checking in this morning.
She's got 15 seconds. She sold herself.
Randy did sell herself. I think we should get Randy a date. 424-1234. More of your calls coming up next on Eagle 97.7.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Melinda.
Melinda, are you single?
Sadly so.
How old are you?
49.
Girl, fine. You're in your prime. See, I always, it gets better, right? Because from what I've been told, I'm 30 now. They say the older you get, the less you start to care what other people think. And that helps. And that's a big benefit to guys, mm-hmm. especially in the bedroom. So I would rock 49 with some pride.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like, shut up, baby. You're not selling me right. So what are you looking for in a guy?
Well, like the one woman said, someone with a job, someone with transportation, someone who actually wants to...
What do you like to do? Do you have any hobbies?
I do. They're not guy hobbies, but I like to fish. I like to go out to the beach. I like to bike ride.
Nice.
Have you been married before?
I have.
All right.
I'm divorcing after like 27 years.
We're going to hook you up, Melinda.
Hook me up, because there's not a lot to be hooked up with in surrounding areas. And I have tried the dating sites. It's sad.
Do you find that the dating pool is just really small?
It is.
See, I think that's the problem. And it's
kind of sad, actually.
I wonder, is there anybody in your life, though, who maybe has just been a friend that you're kind of overlooking?
Well, they better stand up and say hello. It's not happened yet.
All right, Melinda, you have thanks for calling in. You have a great day, all right?
Hey, if you have a mixer, let us know.
Perfect.
All right, cool. Good deal. All right, have a great day.
You too.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
So I was calling about your single thing that you guys were talking about.
Uh-huh.
Are you single?
I am single.
It's all women calling. Guys, what are you doing? Sam, how old are you?
I'm 27, and I have the added benefit of being a single mom, which makes dating even more complicated.
Do you want a guy with kids, or do you want a guy who doesn't have his own kids but is willing to, help be a part of a family already?
I can go either way, and I think I, on top of being a single mom, I also date women and men, so I'm not picky necessarily.
Yeah, that doubles your choices. That opens up a whole other world.
There's so many people, but at the same time, there's so many people who are not willing to date a single mom.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not ready to be a parent,
how many kids do you have?
Around, but I just have one.
So you have one kid. If you had like 10, that could be maybe like, whoa, that's kind of daunting. Yeah. But one kid, if we did a single mingle, would you be interested in that?
Yeah, absolutely.
See, it's because I think it's hard. Where do you go that if you're not into, because really the bar scene to find a person, to me, that's for like early 20s, and that's not for a long term. And where do you go? I don't know really where you go around here. If you're going to the gym or whatever it is, how often do you talk to people around you? You know?
Yeah, that's the worst part, is that like I'm from the Dover area, so there's not really much to do except for go out and drink. And I'm not a huge drinker. I'd rather spend the day at home. So, I don't know. I mean, coffee, lunch, whatever. I wish I knew.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, thank you for checking in this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.